morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. This is your jolt of inspiration and hope for the week. One of the things that's been weighing on my mind, and I think for a lot of you, is the upcoming election and the discourse of our politics and the discourse of how we're treating each other and each other's parties and things like that. It has come to this all-time high of just people on the edge of really being abusive to each other. So what does our faith speak about this? Because a lot of our stuff is wrapped up in especially American Christendom, American exceptionalism, American faith and tradition. And does that really speak all to the faith and to Scripture? And so the things that we are going through is you are either this or you're not that. So what I mean by that is either you have to believe all these things to be a Republican or a Democrat. And if you don't, you're not one of us. And therefore, now you are the enemy. And our politics have taken such a discourse that now, instead of being about ideas and policies and things like that, coming together and try to make America better, we have become anti-Democrat or anti-Republican. And so how do you run a country? How do you be the people of a country if that's all you are about? Everything else is going to be stagnant. And even worse, sometimes when we have leadership that does that, when we have people that stand up and are anti this or anti just simply the party, and that's your platform, then the ideas don't get discussed. The ideas and moving towards things don't get discussed, but instead also then people are deciding to do for us on behalf of the American people behind the scenes. So we're not seeing it happening. So we are creating this culture that is simply against the thing we don't agree with. And part of that is because this is an election, probably the second or third election that has taken place in the primary digital age, where now we have more available to us than ever before in our pockets, in our phones. And so there's so much disinformation going about, wrong information, conspiracy theories, things like that, just enough to muddy the waters so we start to believe that there is no truth at all. So now it's either this or that. You're either in or you're out. And in Jesus' day, this was what the disciples were thinking. Not just the disciples, but also the people who were following Jesus, the religious leaders. Jesus baffled everyone because they thought the people who are out, Jesus said, are actually in. Or the people that we shouldn't even talk to, Jesus went to. And in this day and age, in this season of election cycle, I want you to think about what are the ways and how are the ways you are treating your neighbor, especially the ones who think differently than you. Are they now the enemy to be fought and overcome? Or are they someone to talk to and listen to understand better and to have compassion, maybe find some common ground of how you can move forward and the things that you can agree on? There is a story in Matthew 9 that Jesus says, or it says that while Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And so who are the righteous? Righteous, in Scripture, what it's meaning, and also what it means in our lives, that nobody is actually righteous, but it's the people who think they are righteous. The people that put themselves above others, thinking they are better than them. Or don't understand the plight of the oppressed and others because they've never had to experience it. So therefore, it doesn't exist. Righteous is a mindset that people have. Because we are all sinners. And the good news is that Jesus comes to us. Jesus is calling us for mercy rather than sacrifice. Our political ideologies call for sacrifice, but our faith calls us to mercy to one another, to love one another. The summary of the law, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So that's my hope for you this week and the coming weeks, that we may rediscover that. We may rediscover a way to love each other and understand each other better and not get stuck in dualistic thinking of if they aren't with us, then they're against us. Have a great week.